If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and on your favorite podcast platform. And also, as you look for a place to listen, if you're on your favorite podcast platform, look up Catholic Audio Media, all one word, or on Spotify, it's Catholic Audio Media, three words. So anyway, today we're in the midst of Holy Week. We're right here at the middle of Holy Week. And of course, this is the last day of Lent. So for all of you saying, well, what about the rest of the week? Lent actually ends tonight. Tomorrow is what is known as the Easter Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and obviously Holy Saturday, and then we go into Easter Sunday. So this is it. This is the Easter Triduum is going to begin tomorrow. So what is today? Today, besides being the last day of Lent, we always remember is Spy Wednesday. And this is an important day to remember, because this is the day that Judas went and made out the deal in order to betray Jesus. You know, that old, hey, you know, I'm getting to think maybe it's time to kind of let you guys in on where he might be. And that whole thing that he does. What happens? Why does he do that? Well, here is one of the interesting things to keep in mind, and this is really essential. This is one of the reasons why I absolutely hate to see the sign Jesus for president, because that's literally what people were thinking, except as king, back in the time Jesus was walking on the earth. They thought he was going to be a military king. And then Judas comes to realize, I don't think he's going to be the king. I don't think this is going the way I think it should be going. Now, a couple things we need to understand about Judas. Remember, in the Bible, it says that Judas was a thief. Well, how do thieves operate? You know, really simple. How do they normally operate? And the answer is simple: in secrecy. So Judas is keeping a lot of secrets, and he's probably keeping to himself a lot normally, because A, he's the thief. They know he's the thief because it says it. And at the same time, he may have felt ostracized from the others. And I know others have mentioned that he may have felt ostracized from the others. And therefore, you have Judas who's starting to think that maybe Jesus is not the person he expected him to be. And he doesn't have really anyone to bounce his ideas off of. Or if he does, they may reject him for it. And what happens? He ends up in a form of alienation that leads him to walk down the wrong path. And there you see it. So in his own way of thinking, he starts to realize Jesus is wrong, the Pharisees are right, and he decides that he's going to give his loyalty over to the Pharisees. And in that case, he goes to betray Jesus. There's a fascinating movie out, which I saw a long time ago, based on an actual story. It's called The Falcon and the Snowman. And it's the true story of a man by the name of Christopher Boyce. Christopher Boyce was a seminarian. He left the seminary and he went to work for a company called TRW. Remember that on 60 Minutes? We're a company called TRW. Well, TRW had some kind of a contract with the CIA. And when he was working with TRW, he learned that the United States was involved in something that the Australians will tell you all the time happen, and they're not happy about it, where basically they led to a kind of a change in government in Australia. They weren't too happy with the United States wasn't too happy with the prime minister. And when you're dealing with parliament, as opposed to what the system we have, the parliament can be changed, and the United States worked behind the scenes to change parliament in Australia. Well, he becomes aware of this, and thinking in this, not thinking like Judas, but thinking, so I want you to understand this, I'm not saying, well, he was thinking like Judas. I'm saying this is a similar pattern of thinking that Judas ends up thinking. So it's a very human way of thinking. And so I'm not saying he was thinking like Judas. He was thinking a very human way of thinking, and we all can be subject to it. His way of thinking is, if this is what the United States does, it's doing something which many people considered shady, the Australians, many of them today, to this day, feel that way, shady, then, and we are the good people, and the Russians, the Soviets rather, are the bad people, maybe we have it backwards. And he ended up selling secrets to the Russians. Very similar. It's a very similar dynamic as we see with Judas. Why? Because of this simple thinking that if we do things that are bad and we're fighting a government because we're calling them bad, then we must be the bad ones and they must be the good ones. That very black and white thinking. And ultimately, it's this line in the movie, he comes to realize all governments do things like that. And that's what he discovered much too late. Falcon and the Snowman, based on a true story. Excellent story to check out. And that's one of the important dynamics. That's this real black and white thinking that you can fall, any one of us can fall into, and you have to be careful of that, because this is what Judas falls into. Well, if he doesn't seem to be the military leader we think he's gonna be, then he must be the wrong one, and the Pharisees must be the right one. So maybe for his own good, that was part of his thinking too, maybe we need to turn Jesus over to the Pharisees. And that's the way all that thinking went. Very easy to fall into that. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. The voice of St. Anthony Parish is here, and we're spreading the divine word on the AM and the FM dial and digitally through our uplifting podcast. We believe in the power of prayer, and we kindly ask for your support in praying for the success of our programming in 2024. Your prayers are our foundation, but if you feel called to make a monetary donation, we are still accepting them. Together, let's build a stronger community through faith and prayer. And in doing so, if you'd like to contribute to the parish, that's fine. We'd obviously appreciate it. Prayer is the first thing we're going to ask you to do. And if you'd like to do that, you can do that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Go to the Donate tab, or you can also find it on the homepage, a place to donate. You can also donate at saintanthonyalston.org. And you can also, the best way, or another way you can donate, is by mailing a donation to 43 Holton Street, St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And finally, the best way that you can contribute to our parish is come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sunday. So please consider that. Well, anyway, so we're talking about this powerful, and this is what you're going to see all week, this powerful way of thinking that, well, if he is not the military leader we thought he was going to be, and the Pharisees are saying, hey, you better learn that he's not the military leader you thought he was going to be, maybe the Pharisees are right. And that leads Judas down this path. Now, if you go and see the Stations of the Cross, you'll see there this intense very powerful portrayal of the Pharisees in some, depending on which church you're in, where you see this anger. They are determined to see him die on the cross. They're determined to get their will done. They want to see this. They want to see their vengeance. They want to see their will done. Now, I'm going to tell you, anyone who knows the scriptures will know that they are wrong. And that means they knew that they are wrong, but they went after it anyway. And, well, we're going to do this. These dynamics play itself out, and it's a offshoot of pride. So how do we fight that within ourselves? It is through humility. And it's the humble person who gets to realize the truth of Christ, because the prideful person will say, God isn't working the way I want him to work, therefore I'm not going to believe in God, or I'm going to reject God. Whereas in reality, what we realize is if we are in humility and we see things going not the way we expected, then we can listen and realize, well, let's put our faith in the Lord and know that he is making everything come as he says. And one of the evidences of that is we see all the prophecies that came true from the past. So you see that. So that's the way everything can work very clearly. But once you get walked down that path and you start thinking in a way where you close yourself off to, number one, those voices that come from the humble, and you close yourself off and you walk your way down in pride saying, I know what's right here. Then you end up walking down the path of Christopher John Boyce as well as Judas. And he came to realize, Christopher Boyce, that he was wrong, and ultimately Judas does too. We'll talk more on Holy Thursday, which is tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.